So a presidential candidate is, at least for a period of months, a pretty famous person in the United States. They're interviewed constantly. They pose for photo ops. They're quoted, catered to, consumed by the media market. And when I say consumed, I mean consumers pay real money to attend dinners with them, buy T-shirts, books, even campaign souvenirs. There were, of course, the Goldwater Girl scarves, I Like Ike pins, those iconic Obama posters, and now the Rick Santorum sweater vests. These are not just oddities. They're cottage industries that mean real money and real jobs, at least in the short term. Stephen Rita joins us. He's been investigating these microeconomies that spring up every 4 years or so, and a blogger for It's a Free Country. He joins us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about the Santorum sweater vest first, because that, as I understand, is the most popular campaign item this season.
Mm-hmm. It's a hot little number.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I'd go that far, but it's a hot seller.
Yes, it is. And the company that makes it is a Minnesota-based company called Bemidji Woolen Mills. It's a 92-year-old family-owned business, and in January they secured a $40,000 deal with the Santorum campaign to start making the sweater vests after he started surging in the polls.
Santorum somehow knew people would be buying sweater vests.
Someone in his campaign, I guess, thought of it. It was the kind of thing where he was always seen wearing them and always talking about American manufacturing, American business, but he was having to go to malls and buy basic generic sweater vests and have them embroidered, and usually they were made overseas, and someone eventually challenged him and said, all this talk of American business, why aren't you buying American made?
All right, so how many sweater vests are we talking about?
We're talking about up to thousands now, and this was not the kind of business that I think Bemidji was expecting to get. They had gone through a painful decade of downsizing post-recession, and I spoke to Bill Batchelder, who's the co-owner of Bemidji, and he told me that now they are struggling to keep up with the demand.
You know, I'm not a very big company and not a very big person, but I thought it was going to be 25 sweater vests and make a splash down in South Carolina, and that was going to be the end of it. The first order came in for 999 sweater vests. The second one came in for 2,500 sweater vests, and it's almost like it turned into an avalanche.
So, I mean, we're talking about an industry that is actually taking sides? Is this a company that supports Rick Santorum?
Well, whether or not the company has a line and a candidate they like, they certainly enjoy the fact that he's spending money on them, right? And where this really makes a difference is, you mentioned buttons and pins, and the people who make those, if you can get the winning candidate early, you're going to have a long relationship with them. I talked to Ron Simon, who's the owner of a business, or president of Republican Depot, and they make these kind of buttons, and that's the kind of thing that he told me.
You don't really pick who you work for. You know, they pick you. So, you know, if somebody calls, you know, generally you're going to do business with them, and you just hope they make it to the end. But whoever, you know, was lucky enough to have the person that, you know, is going to, you know, run against Obama, obviously they're going to get a lot of business.
So, you know, you have to imagine whoever got Rick Santorum was like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, right, at first, right? But
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, if he were to come back in the polls, Ron Simon told me that he would have to probably hire more people if this is a relationship that went all the way to November.
Right. So what other kind of things? I mean, you have to imagine, obviously, we've talked a lot about ad buys with the super PAC spending millions and millions. So that's got to be a boon for local TV and radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Advertising revenue always gets a little bounce in election years, but they're also being helped right now, we should note, because the economy is recovering, and also car sales are doing better now. So you have car ads, too. But political spending certainly does not help, or certainly does help,
yeah,
the bottom line for television stations. And when you consider also, TV stations have to give a 30% discount to presidential campaigns when they buy ads, but not to super PACs. And super PACs spend more of that money anyway. So you got to imagine the bottom line for television stations is going to be good in 2012.
Do they do this in the UK? I mean, I know you can buy Queen items, but
yeah,
for
exactly.
Your parliament
and charity
members?
Pins. You'd wear charity pins, but I think anything to do with a politician would be social death.
David Cameron blazers?
Wouldn't happen.
No. All right, so what, I mean, is the Rick Santorum sweater vest, is that the hot campaign item of the season?
It's harder to think of another one. It looks like the Hope poster.
Right,
of 2012.
Of Obama.
Although,
there's no Mitt Romney item?
Not that I can think of. There are tons of pins and buttons and stickers and signage, but as far as a signature item, I don't know, maybe a golf bag, you know, what would it be?
See, I was going to be meaner and say a dog crate.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Yeah. But, but of course, whoever gets Mitt Romney and makes his pins is hoping he remains the front runner.
Right. Because, I mean, Mitt Romney spent $105,000 at GOP Shop, a Maryland-based button maker, in January alone. $105,000 in 1 month. And it's, again, January. Imagine August. If he's the nominee, how much that bill is going to be.
But, you know, we talk all the time about industries that cater towards the Christmas season, right? And they have to make, have to last through the rest of the year till Christmas comes again. But these are ones that have to last for 4 years until the next campaign.
Mm-hmm, they do. But the presidential year, you know, every 4 years, that's their big year. The year after president elections is always the worst. But they do local races. A lot of these companies, they're open year-round. Ron Simon and Republican Depot is open year-round. They do governors, small races, senators, House, all that stuff. But definitely their windfall years are every four when the president's elected.
I don't see sweater vests continuing to have that kind of business, though.
Interestingly, Bill Batchelder at Bemidji told me that now he has companies and corporations that have nothing to do with the Santorum campaign calling and placing orders for their own sweater vests with their own embroidered names on them. So those jokes about Santorum bringing back the sweater vest, there's some truth to that. Which
I'm not sure it was a joke or a horrifying,
a horrifying
forward prediction. Yeah, because, you know, if, yeah.
Is there an aftermarket? If you want to buy a Goldwater pin now, you're going to have to pay
a
lot of money.
Oh, yeah, eBay.
I've wondered that myself. If anybody wants to comment on the website or call in and let me know, I would love to get some, like, Dukakis, you know, stuff from back in the day.
A Dukakis Army helmet?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be great.
Stephen Reeder is a blogger for It's a Free Country. He's talking about these cottage industries that grew up around campaign products. And we want to hear your stories. Number one, if you have a campaign product from a previous year in your home, we want a picture of it. Send it in to us at our website at thetakeaway.org. Or if you have a suggestion, maybe there's something you're marketing. Let us know what that is as well. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or like I said, post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Stephen, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.